我们请周五姊妹给我们读从十三节，我们只读英文好了，十三节读到三十五节。
We'll read from verse 13 to verse 35 in English only.
我们中文圣经的弟兄姊妹，我们就看着读着跟着中文圣经读下去。
Brothers and sisters, those of you who read the Chinese Bible only, would you please just read alongside? All right. Luke 24, verse 13. Now, behold, two of them were traveling the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, when they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. And he said to them, What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which had happened there in these days? And he said to them, What things? So they said to him, The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But him, they said, they did not see. Then he said to them, Oh, foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, and he took bread, blessed, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us on the road? And while he opened the scriptures to us, so they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread.
感谢主，我们弟兄姊妹大多数都比较熟悉这一段的故事。
Praise the Lord. I think most of our brothers and sisters are familiar with this account.
那早晨我们仍然要求主把智慧启示灵赏给我们。
But still this morning we would ask the Lord to grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
好让我们对这一段我们曾经熟悉的故事再有一点从主来的领受和看见。
So we will still have some of the insight and understanding from the Lord toward all this familiar story.
我们每一个人信主以后，我们就走上了一段生命成长的道路。
Every one of us who has believed in the Lord has started this journey of spiritual growth.
或者说我们逐渐长大，盼望成熟，满有基督长成的身量。
Or to put it another way, as we grow up, reaching toward the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这是神在他儿女当中那个永远的一个期盼，他要做成的一个旨意。
And this is the predetermined eternal purpose of Jesus Christ, and this is his heartfelt purpose for all of us.
我们可以说，基督徒一个生命成长的路，取决于他对他的主，他认识的这位主有多少的认识。
We could put it in this way that, as much as the person's understanding of his Lord than as much as his spiritual journey will grow.
或者说他在每天的这个生命，在这个生活的路上，跟随主的路上，他有听见多少主的声音？
Or to say that exactly how much he would hear in this spiritual journey as he walks with his Lord.
他有多少次的遇见主，经历主在他身上的带领？
How many times he has seen his Lord and experienced his leading in his life?
在他的侍奉当中，有多少的那个主真实的同在？
Or in his service, how much is the reality of his Lord's presence with him?
今天我们会看见说，我们多少神的儿女，确实我们都在不成熟的光景的当中。
Now today we could say that most of God's children are in this state of immaturity.
或者说都在一片青绿的这个光景当中。
Or to say that we are really very green in the Lord's way.
我们要问说，我们也常常有读经，我们有祷告，我们有聚会的生活。
We could say that we often gather together, we pray, we study God's word.
但是我们的生命成长为什么那样的缓慢？
But why is our spiritual growth is so slow?
或者说我们侍奉的那个主，我们那样的不清楚，不认识他。
As though that the Lord we serve.That's so unfamiliar to all of us, and we really don't know him well.
我们是不是像以马五十走在以马五十路上，这两位门徒那个光景
？Are we just like the two disciples who are on the road to Emmaus?
我们看到他们灰心了，他们失望了。
We see here they were discouraged, they lost hope.
他们的眼睛迷糊了，他们不认识主。
And it seems their eyes were constrained, and that they did not know their Lord.
所以他们离开耶路撒冷，他们走向以马忤斯去了。
Therefore, they left Jerusalem and they went toward Emmaus.
我们要问说，今天我们有多少人是走在以马忤斯的路上啊
？So let's ask today, how many of us are actually walking in this road to Emmaus?
或者说，我们多少人，我们是活在以马忤斯路上这个光景里头呢？
Or to say, how many of us are actually living on the road to Emmaus?
是的，这两个门徒是退后了。
Yes, these two disciples did backslide.
所以今天我们来看看主的恩典怎样临到他们的身上。
So today we'll consider how the Lord's grace once again comes upon them.
我们的主怎样怜悯他们，帮助他们，开启他们里头的眼睛，再次的看见主。
How our Lord is compassionate.Is helping them to open their inner eyes again so they could see the Lord.
我们这一章一开始的时候，十三节，我们看到打开我们的圣经啊。
Now, please open your Bible to Luke 24, verse 13.
我们英文圣经一开始说，看哪。
The English Bible starts with "Now behold."
看哪，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去。
Two of them were traveling the same day to a village called Emmaus.
当我们圣经说提到这个看的时候，我们就特别注意。
When the Bible speaks of behold, we have to pay special attention to it.
圣灵接下来向我们说什么话，启示什么话
？What is that? The Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us to enlighten us.
因为就在我们前面十九章的时候，路加福音十九章那里，我们记得撒该的故事。
In Luke 19,
英文圣经那个地方也说，看哪，有一个人名叫撒该。
In Luke 19, it records the story of Zacchaeus, and the same chapter starts with "Behold again."
在撒该的故事结束的时候，我们看见一个真理带出来：人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And at the end of the chapter 19, the truth.Was brought forth, saying that the Son of the Lord came to save and to seek those who are lost.
好，所以我们注意看了这个字的分量。
Therefore, we have to give special weight to this word.
这两位门徒往以马忤斯去了。
Now these two disciples were walking.
他们离开了耶路撒冷。
They left Jerusalem.
这是神在这里，他们与他们聚集，主与他们聚集的地方。
Jerusalem is the place where God was with them, where they gathered before.
他们去那个地方有25里地。
And the place they were going was about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
英文有7个英里。
7 miles.
大约是三个小时的路程。
It takes about 3 hours the journey.
所以在这个路途当中呢，他们就彼此谈论他们所遇见的一些事。
Therefore, on the way there, they were talking, reasoning about all the things that had happened.
他们谈论什么事呢？
Then what is it that they were talking about?
他们谈论的就是十九节到二十四节那一段的话。
It's recorded in verse 19 to 24.
说到耶稣是个先知啊，反复敬拜，敬拜他钉在十字架上了。
Said that Jesus was a prophet, but he was crucified.
哎，我们素来所盼望属以色列民的就是他。
And he was the very one that hoped that he could redeem all the Israelites.
他们的心在忧愁当中，在谈论这件事情。
So in their grief, they were talking about this matter.
我想。当神的儿女聚在一起，我们如果谈主的事
，I believe when God's children gather together, when they are talking about things of God，
纵然我们失望，我们灰心
，Even though we are despaired, even though we might lose hope，
主还是愿意亲近我们
，But our Lord is still willing to draw near to us。
他们在这里没有谈论耶路撒冷今天发生了啊，这个税又加税了。
Now here they weren't talking about the things in Jerusalem such as now the officers increased the taxes again.
股票又跌了。
Or the stock fell.
他们没有谈世界上的事。
They didn't talk about things of the world.
他们忧愁，但他们谈的是关乎主的事。
They were grieved, however, they talk about things of the Lord.
我想神的儿女不管在聚会当中还是在家里头，我们是不是常常谈论主的事呢？
And this makes me think, as God's children gather together at home or at the church, are we often talk about the Lord's matters?
还是世界上的事充满了我们的话题呢？
Or is it the worldly matters become the dominant themes?
接下来我们看见主亲自就近他们，与他们同行。
Here we see the Lord He Himself drew near to them and walked with them.
非常的怜悯，我们的主非常的怜悯恩待。
Full of compassion, full of grace.
亲自来帮助他们。
He himself came to help them.
我们真是求主有这样的恩典在我们的身上。
We really ask the Lord who would also command the same grace on us.
当我们在灰心失望中，我们谈论他的时候。
When we're downcast, when we are losing hope as we're talking about him.
我们求主怜悯恩待我们，来到我们中间。
We plead with him that he would be gracious and compassionate and come into our midst.
我们求主亲自向我们说话，帮助我们。
And we do ask him to speak to us personally and help us.
求主帮我们解开那圣经我们不明白的地方。
And we would ask him to open the Bible to us to understand the things that baffled us.
是的，这里说只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
But here it says that their eyes are restrained and they could not know him.
是的，我们里头灰心了，他们里头失望了，所以他们眼睛迷糊了。
Because we are despondent and we lost all the hope, so their eyes become restrained.
他们不认识这位复活的主了。
So they no longer understand this resurrection Lord.
他们里面的眼睛迷糊了。
Their inner eyes are restrained.
灵里的感觉迟钝了。
And their spiritual sense becomes dull.
灵里的那个敏锐没有了。
This spiritual cleanness is lost.
或者说那个帕子蒙住了他们的眼。
Or to say that they now have this veil cover their faces.
帕子蒙住了我们里头的眼睛。
Even our inner eyes.
蒙住了，帕子遮住了我们的心。
The veil has covered our heart.
帕子还在我们的心上。
As long as the veil is on our heart.
所以他们眼睛迷糊了，不认识主了。
Then our eyes would be restrained. We would not be able to know him, the Lord.
所以我们的主怜悯中问他们说：“你们愁眉苦脸的在谈什么呢？”
So in our Lord's mercy, he asked them, "What are you talking about in such grief?"
纵然我们在失望当中，纵然我们有时候在灰心的时候。但是我们的主实在乐意与我们交通。
Even though we are in despair, even though we might lose hope, but our Lord is pleased to fellowship with us.
我们的主实在乐意在我们中间来坚固我们，来帮助我们。
Because it pleases our Lord to strengthen us, to help us in our midst.
所以我们看见其中一个门徒叫格牛巴的回答说。 他说只有你在此地做客，还不知道这几天发生的事吗？
And therefore, one of the two disciples, Cleopas, said, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which happened there in these days?
他们真是不认识主啊。
They really did not know the Lord.
他说只有你啊。
Are you the only one?
我们的主是这个故事的主角，主人公啊。
Now, our Lord is the main character.In this whole account,
他是整个故事的中心。
The very center of the whole story.
他说：“只有你啊，你在这里做客，怎么不晓得这件事呢
？”Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known all these things?
所以我们的主更进一步问他们：“什么事呢
？”So our Lord took one step further and asked them, "What things?"
什么事情呢？你们在谈什么呢
？What things are you talking about?
好，我们看看门徒们怎么回答。二十一节那里。
Verse 21, let's see how the disciples replied.
哦，十九节，耶稣说。
Verse
19. 什么事呢
Jesus said, what things?
他们说就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。
So they said to him the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth.
他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
Who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people?
祭司长和我们的官父竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。
And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him.
门徒们的回答有没有错啊
？Is there anything wrong with the disciples' answer?
门徒们回答很准确的。
They replied accurately.
他们对主的认识是这个地方是很清楚的。
Their understanding of their Lord is very clear on this account.
主以前教导过他们。
Because the Lord had told them.
主要被钉十字架。
He will be crucified.
那接下来他们怎么说呢
？Then what did they continue to say?
二十一节，但我们素来所盼望要属以色列民的，就是他。
Verse 21, but we were hoping that it was He who was going to redeem Israel.
我们注意啊，他说不但如此，而且这事成就已经三天了。
Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened.
我们注意啊，在英文里头呢，这些都是过去式，他是他。
Let's pay attention to this. In all these things, everything was given in past tense.
但我们素来所盼望要属以色列民的，就是他。
But it was he who was going, we were hoping that he was going to redeem Israel that happened in the past.
我们曾经盼望的那位救赎主就是他。
The very redeemer we once hoped is Jesus.
那这一点我们注意一下哈，我们看见说两位门徒认识的主是过去的主。
So here we know that the Lord that these two disciples came to know was their Lord in the past tense.
是昨天的主
The Lord of yesterday
是历史上的主
It's their Lord in history
是肉身的主
It's their Lord in flesh
他们不认识这位复活的主
They did not know this risen Lord
他说不但如此这件事已经成就三天了
And they said besides all this this very matter has been fulfilled in 3 days
三天已经过去了复活的主在哪里
3 days left Where is this risen Lord?
所以我们是没有盼望。
Therefore, we are out of hope.
我们的盼望是过去的。
Therefore, our hope was in the past.
所以他们灰心了。
Therefore, they simply lost their heart. Lost their heart.
我常想说，我们认识的主是一年前的主吗
？I often think that it's the Lord that come to know the Lord a year ago.
还是我们认识主是二十年前认识的主。
Oh, the Lord we came to know is the one 20 years ago.
我们很多时候说，当年我曾经怎样。
We often say that, in those days, I did this.
是的，主在过去启示他们，主在过去也带领我们启示我们。
Yes, as the Lord in the past, revealed Himself to the disciples.He also led us in the past.
但是主是今日的主。
However, our Lord is the Lord of today.
耶稣基督昨日、今日到永远都是一样的。
So the Lord Jesus Christ was and is and until forever the same.
所以我们常常需要来到主的面前，我们认识的主是昨天的主还是今天这位复活的主。
We often have to come before the Lord and ask, is the Lord whom we know the Lord of the past or the Lord of today, the risen Lord?
因为他是在关乎到我们的基督徒的生活。
Because this concerns all of our Christians living.
关乎到我们的侍奉。
It also concerns about our service.
如果你我是活在过去，我们会有没有那个生命的活力？
Now, if you and I only live in the past, where do we get the fervor of this Christian living?
我们的侍奉会有没有那个生命的活力？
Then we would not have this vigor in our Christian serving.
我们说以前曾经这么做过。
We would say, well, in the past, we once did this.
今天可不可以继续这样做呢？
Today, can we continue the same thing?
今天我们是不是能够学习说认识主今天有没有这样带领呢？
Are we learning that today as the Lord is leading us in the same way?
我们是不是需要活在今天能够听见主的声音与他同行呢？
Then we all have to live in today and listening to his voice and walk with him.
我们是不是需要重新常常恢复我们对主的认识？
Then we all have to often renew our understanding of our Lord.
让圣灵在我们里头那个活的引导。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit could lead, have this living guidance in us.
好像生命的活泉能够自然的涌流不止。
So that the spring of the living water will well up unto eternity.
丰盛生命是不断成长的，是不是？
Isn't this abundant living, is a pattern of continuous growth?
丰盛生命是你我对这位丰盛生命的主有不断更新的那个认识，是不是？
Isn't this abundant living dependent upon our renewed and constantly new understanding of our Lord?
有一次我们几个弟兄姊妹在一起谈到读经的事。
There was once that some of our brothers and sisters got together and we talked about the things of the Lord.
我们说最近我们要读利未记。
And then we said that We would like to read Leviticus.
旁边有位弟兄或者姊妹不记得，他说：“啊，利未记我早就读过了。”
And I can't recall whether it's the brother or sister who said, "Oh, Leviticus, I've read it all many times before."
感谢主，他早就读过了。
Oh, praise the Lord that this person had read Leviticus before.
但接下来我听到这句话以后呢，在我里头一个感觉。
But after I heard this saying in me, I had this feeling.
利未记我早就读过了，那么今天我要不要再读它呢？
I have read Leviticus before. Does that mean we need to read it again today?
是不是我就不必再读了呢？
Does it mean I don't have to read it anymore?
我二十年前把圣经从头到尾读了一遍，我今天不需要再读了吗？
Now, if 20 years ago, you have read your Bible from cover to cover once. Does that mean you don't have to read it anymore today?
你三年前把圣经全部读完了，你今天还需不要读圣经？
If you finished your Bible 3 years ago, do you have to read it once more today?
那你我是不是活在过去呢？
Are you and I living in the past?
圣经每一卷书都关乎主的自己。
Now every book of the Bible concerns itself with our Lord.
何等的丰富！
How full the whole Bible is.
所以我们不单不要停在过去，我们曾经怎样。
Now that's not stay in the past, saying that we have done this in the past.
我们要在光中寻见我们的主。
In the light, we have to seek after our Lord.
我们要寻求今天复活的主在哪里。
We have to seek after the risen Lord today in our midst.
复活的主在我们中间吗？
Where is he today? He's right among us now.
在我们心里吧。
Living in our heart.
我们有没有这样同样的问题呢？像以马忤斯这两位门徒的问题。
Do we have the same questions as the two disciples on the way to Emmaus?
主在哪里？
Where is the Lord?
我记得诗歌115首哈。那里是很好的一首诗歌。
115 of our hymn book.It's a wonderful hymn here.
我读给弟兄姊妹听啊。
Allow me to read it to you.
他说我所侍奉复活主，他仍活在此，活于此世， 我知他仍然活着，无论人如何说，我见他的施恩手，又闻他的安慰声。每次当我惜他时，他必来临。
I serve a risen Savior. He is in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He is always near.
副歌我们弟兄姊妹都会背的哈。他副歌说：“主活，主活，他今仍然活着，与我交谈，与我同行，生命窄路同过。”主活，主活，救恩临到万民。你问我怎知主活着？因他活在我心。
And as to the refrain, I suppose many of you have memorized it. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walked with me and talked with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives.
如果我们对这首诗歌作诗的人有那个同样的感觉。
If we have the same feeling as the hymn writer does,
那我们的生活侍奉真是何等不一样。
Then our serving and our living could be so different.
常想很多问题真是就不成问题了。
And so many issues that we encounter are no longer issues anymore.
经济萧条也不是问题了。
Even though in the economic downtime, it's no issue either.
失业、疾病都不是问题了。
Unemployment, sickness, there are no issues.
我不是说你我一下子就变成啊刚强无比的。
I'm not saying that, you know, in the instant you and I will become so strong.
乃是因为如果这位复活的主、生命的主
在你我的里头 But if this risen Lord, this Lord of life abides in you and me,
你想想其他的一切能够在你心中还重要吗？
Then think of this. Is there any other thing in your life more important than he?
我们接下来往下看，在二十二节那里。
Now let's continue on with our text, verse 24.
他们接下来说，再者我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇。他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。
In verse 24, and certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it, and just as the women had said, but him they did not see.
啊，所遇见的，正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。
And in verse 22, it says, a certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us.
我们知道妇女们都把这个复活的事告诉门徒们。
So we know that all these women had told the disciples.
只是他们以为是胡言，他们不相信。
But the other disciples thought this was nonsense. They did not believe them.
所以这里说，只是没有看见他。
So here the verse says that they arrived at the tomb, but they did not find Jesus' body.
没有启示，看不见主。
So here we know that without this revelation, nobody can see the Lord.
没有启示，看不见复活的主。
No revelation, no insight of the risen Lord.
人传递给我们的知识，人传递在我们头脑里头的信息。
The very knowledge and the message that man has conveyed to us in our head
不能引导我们看见他
can never lead us to see the Lord.
只有在启示的光中我们可以看见复活的主
Only in the light of the revelation we could see the Lord.
所以耶稣对他们说无知的人啊
Therefore Jesus said to them, O foolish ones,
你们的心信得太迟钝了
and slow of heart to believe.
我们的主没有说你们的头脑信得太迟钝了。
Our Lord does not say that you're slow of your head to believe.
所以这个心是我们信靠得开启的一个地方。
Therefore, this heart is the origin, is the beginning of our believing.
因为到后面四十五节说耶稣开了他们的心窍。
Because at verse 45, Jesus opened their understanding.
当耶稣开我们的心窍的时候，我们的信心就得到了坚固。
When Jesus opens our heart of understanding, then our heart, we will be established, strengthened.
主接着说,
and the Lord continues to say,
基督怎样受害, 又进入他的荣耀, 岂不是应当的吗?
Oh, now the Christ who have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
这些话门徒们都听过,
the disciples had heard of all these things before.
十字架的道路门徒们都听过,
all the disciples heard of the way of the cross before.
但是门徒们看见什么?
But what did the disciples see here?
他们看见后面的荣耀,
they see the glory in the past.
他们信后面的荣耀,
they believe in the glory in the past.
他们没有看见主必须受害上钉十字架,
they did not see that the Lord had to suffer and be crucified.
我们记得在约翰福音第二章那里,
we recall that John 2,
主变水为酒以后呢, 圣经那里说, 主显出他的荣耀,
where the Lord turned the water into wine, and right there the Lord showed his glory.
门徒就信他了,
and the disciples believed in him.
门徒们看见了荣耀,
here the Lord, the disciples saw the glory. However, they did not see the cross.
他们不明白主必须受害钉十字架而进入荣耀,
nor did they understand that the Lord had to suffer and had to be crucified and then enter into his glory.
所以我想上个主任我们弟兄也提到这方面,
last Sunday our brother also mentioned something about this.
我们要进得到丰盛生命,
that is for us to receive this abundant life,
成熟的生命,
to have this mature life,
十字架的道路是必须的,
the way of the cross is necessary,
荣耀的前头是十字架的道路.
Now right before, ahead of this glory lies this way of the cross.
主走过的路, 他的学生, 他的门徒, 一定走必经之路.
Every path the Lord has treaded on is the same path all his disciples have to do.
所以主在后,接下来教导他们,
therefore the Lord continues to teach them.
从摩西和众先知起, 凡经上所指着自己的话, 都给他们讲解明白了.
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
我们注意哈, 凡指着自己的话,
everything that concerns the Lord himself.
主不是给他们讲道理,
it's not that the Lord is trying to teach doctrine, doctrinalize them.
主不是给他们传一个教义,
it's not just some kind of creed.
主给他们讲关乎主耶稣自己的事,
he speaks about the things that concern the Lord Jesus himself.
主要他们从圣经当中看到主自己,
as long as they could see the Lord himself in the scriptures.
从创世纪到启示录当中看到认识主自己,
from Genesis to Revelation, if they could know the Lord himself.
整个圣经都是启示关乎主耶稣的事,
since all the scriptures are concerned themselves about the Lord, revealing about the Lord.
感谢主, 主向两位门徒讲解明白了.
So we thank the Lord that after he had expounded all the scriptures to these
我们深深地相信主今日更愿意把他的话向我们讲解明白,
we are persuaded even more so today. The Lord is so pleased to expound all the scriptures to us.
在你我个人的读经生活, 团体的读经生活当中, 主实在乐意启示他的自己.
Now in our individual or corporate Bible studying, our Lord simply wants to reveal himself to us.
如果我们存一颗渴慕, 谦卑受教的心,
if we have this longing, we have this teachable, humble heart before him,
神乐意将他儿子启示在我们里头,
it pleases the Lord that he would reveal his son in our heart.
他当年能够把他的 儿子启示在加利利打鱼的渔夫的里头,
just as in the past he was able to God was able to reveal his son to all those fishermen in Galilee,
他今日一样乐意把他儿子启示在你我这些受高等教育的知识分子里头.
Today it also pleases him to reveal his son to all of us, people who are intellectuals, who have received higher education.
但我们需要的是渴慕的心。
But what we need is this yearning heart before him.
谦卑受教的心。
This teachable and humble heart.
不是我们昨天读过了。
It's not that we read this yesterday.
不是我五年前曾经全部读完了。
It's not that 5 years ago I finished all the text.
我们来到主的面前说，主，今天我真是不明白，我今天来求教一主，求主赐给我们亮光。
Instead, it is today as we come before the Lord, we say, Lord, we really don't understand it. Lord, give us the light.
我们求主今天就借着他的圣灵来教导我们怎样读经。
We have to plead with the Lord that through the Holy Spirit, He is teaching us how to study the Bible.
怎样过我们基督徒的生活，怎样侍奉我们的主。
How to live a Christian life and how to serve our Lord.
我们接下来看到28节。
Now let's continue on to verse 28.
将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行。
Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther.
这里我们看见一件事情。
Here we see one thing.
耶稣已经给他们说这么多话了。
That Jesus had said so many things to them,
与他们同行,
had walked with them,
把圣经都解释, 讲解明白给他们了,
had expounded all the scriptures to them,
而且呢, 他们说他们心头那个时候是火热的,
and these two disciples said that at the time their hearts burned,
但是他们两位还没有认识这位复活的主。
But still, at this point, these two disciples still did not know this risen Lord.
他们还是没有认出主。
Still, they did not know sense that this is the Lord.
我们在这个退休会的时候
，at our conference retreat，
或许我们听到。弟兄们向我们解开了主的话。
Maybe we have heard of all the expository statements about this whole Bible.
我们心头也火热的。
Even our hearts might burn.
我想弟兄姊妹参加退休会多少年了。
And I suppose brothers and sisters have attended these retreat conferences many years.
当时我们是非常火热的。
At that time, on the spot, our hearts simply burn.
但我们下山以后呢?
But after we come out of the conference,
大概三天之后,
maybe 3 days later,
我们那个火热好像就不见了。
Our fervor simply disappears.
这里跟门徒们的光景很相似啊。
So aren't we very much like these two disciples here?
我们可以听到很多的话。
We could have heard so many words.
甚至主已经把这些话解释给我们听了。
Even it could be that the Lord has expounded all this word to us.
我们的心头也是火热的。
As though our hearts are burning with fire.
但是我们不认识主。
But still we do not know the Lord.
我们没有遇见主。
Still we haven't met him.
我想弟兄姊妹，这个地方我们看看这个分别有多大。
So, brothers and sisters, let's consider what a stark contrast here.
你我可以把圣经解释清楚。
You and I could have explained the Bible so well.
我们的弟兄们带领我们把圣经读好。
And through our brothers, we might study the Bible thoroughly.
我们也有些的感动。
And we do have certain feelings toward all this.
但是我们仍然可以不认识这位主。
Still, it could be that we don't know the Lord.
我们不认识这位复活的主。
We don't know this risen Lord.
我想这个当中差别有多大。
Imagine what a big difference this is between knowing the Lord and knowing the Bible only.
我们接下来往下看，所以认识主是启示来的。
As we continue to read on, then we see that knowing the Lord has to be from revelation.
所以我们看见主就不勉强。
So the Lord, it seems that the Lord did not force himself on them.
他们还要往以马忤斯去，主就往前行，好像还要往前行。
And verse 28, that the Lord seemed to indicate that he would have gone farther.
因为你们要还走继续走你们的路嘛，那我就继续往前行了。
It seems the Lord is saying, all right, since you want to go on your own way, then I might as well have gone farther.
你们还是没有认识我。
Since at this point, you have not known me.
我已经讲这么多话了。
I've said so many things.
你们心头已经火着了。
And even your hearts, were burning with fire.
但是我们彼此还是不认识。
But still, we don't know one another.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。
Now these two disciples constrained Jesus, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent."
主从来不勉强人。
The Lord never forces Himself on anyone.
我们的主的爱是非常的柔细。
Because our Lord's love is so tender.
不像我们这些人那么粗犷。
It's not like all of us seem to be so rough.
属灵的事，主真是不勉强人。
As to the spiritual matters, the Lord is never imposing.
主渴慕，主愿意与人同住。
It's His pleasure, and He longs to live among men.
但是主不勉强人。
So the Lord never imposes Himself on us.
人若有一颗渴慕他的心。
If this person has this yearning heart,
主乐意留下来与他同住。
And it's the Lord's much pleasure to abide with them.
我们提一下那个撒该的故事。
Now let's mention briefly the story of Zacchaeus.
撒该故事我们都很熟悉。
We are all familiar with the story.
撒该的故事是耶稣主动要住到他家去。
In this story of Zacchaeus, it is the Lord Himself who took initiative to
因为那里启示,
abide with him.
因为那里启示一句话，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Because there, the verse says, the Son of Man came to save and to seek those who are lost.
所以主在那里是很主动的住在撒该家去。
Therefore, there, the Lord took initiative to stay with Zacchaeus.
那这里我们看见有不一样的地方。
Now here we see something different.
感谢主，他们邀请主留下来。
We thank the Lord that these disciples were able to invite the Lord to stay with them.
不仅与我们主同行，也同住。
So, not only would the Lord walk with us, but He would abide with us.
我们真是感谢主，他愿意住在我们里头，
we really、
我们也住在他的里头。
Thank the Lord that He's willing to abide in us and we in Him.
我们不仅认识他。心里认识他。
Not only do we know him from our heart,
我们更经历与他同在的那个事实。
But also we experience the very reality of his presence.
好，三十节我们看到说。
Now verse 30.
到了坐席时候。
We read that now it came to pass as he sat at the table with them.
耶稣拿起饼来，擘开，祝谢了，擘开，递给他们。
Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it, gave it to them.
31节，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。
Then their eyes were opened and they knew him.
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。
First, their eyes were opened and they knew him.
主的启示，主擘开生命的饼给他们。
Now, through the Lord's revelation, as the Lord broke this bread of life,
他们里头的眼睛明亮了。
Their inner eyes were opened.
他们从里头认出这位复活的主来。
It's from their heart they came to know this risen Lord.
人认识主却实在不是外面的认识。
Therefore we know that to know the Lord is not a matter outwardly.
实在不再是外貌的认识。
No longer is the understanding of the flesh.
是里头被开启以后，里头认识了这位主。
Instead, it is the inner man being enlightened, so you come to know the Lord.
这是真正的叫认识主。
This is the true knowing of the Lord.
外面的知识永远不能代替我们里头的那个认识。
Outward knowledge can never replace the inner understanding of Him.
永远不能代替我们里头的那个启示。
Never will it replace the inner revelation.
所以在以弗所书一章十七十八节，我们都很熟悉的圣经里头说。
Therefore, in Ephesians 1:17 and 18, we're all familiar with these verses.
使徒保罗说：“求我们的主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且。” 照明你们心中的眼睛，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Apostle Paul prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
他们的眼睛明亮了。
Now their eyes are now opened.
他们心上的帕子挪去了。
And also, the veil on their hearts are now removed.
我们真是求主常常怜悯我们，让我们的眼睛能够明亮。
We ask the Lord to be merciful to us often so that our eyes would be opened.
你有在聚会中，我们看见主的同在。
So that at the meetings we would see His presence.
那这个聚会大大的会不一样。
Then the meetings would be so different.
我们在薄饼纪念主的时候，
At the time of breaking bread to remember Him,
我们的眼睛明亮了。
That our eyes would be opened.
主在我们当中。
Seeing that the Lord in the midst of us all.
我们要多少的感恩赞美。
Then how much would the thanksgiving and the praises would abound?
我们的眼睛明亮了。
As our eyes are opened.
它不是理性的，是悟性的启示的光。
This is not a mental reasoning or a rationale, but it is this revelation of light.
圣灵让我们有里头一个更新的活泼的那个认识。
Because the Holy Spirit gives us this renewing and this living revelation.
不再是头脑里头啊，父母曾跟我们说过啊，耶稣基督已经复活了。儿童主日学我们曾经上过的是吧？小我们的年轻弟兄。
It's no longer in your head that you have learned in your Sunday school or your parents have taught you that Jesus came to life, was resurrected. Isn't it so, our young brothers and sisters?
Yeah, 我们的心里头明白了。
But instead, it's in our heart that we really understand this.
圣灵在凡事上引导我们。
And we know that the Holy Spirit leads us in all things.
引导我们认识这位复活的主。
Even leading us to know this resurrection Lord.
关于这点，我想跟我们当中如果有些福音朋友还再多说一点点。
As to this point, for the sake of our gospel among us, I would just like to say one or two more things.
也我们的弟兄姊妹也交通。
And also fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
理性
Reasoning.
理性主义
Now this intellectualism.
常常是我们福音朋友信耶稣的一个最大障碍
Often is the very biggest obstacle to our gospel friends for them to believe in the Lord.
因为我们一定要头脑明白了以后，我们说我们才能信。
If we insist on understanding the Lord in our head.Intellectually first, and then we believe in Him.
理性的思想，你再推往前走，就推叫人称为理性主义。
If just by reasoning you take a step further and further, and then in the end you just come to this intellectualism.
理性主义再往前走呢
？What about one step further?
你就进入不可知的境界。
You come to this state of knowing nothing.
或者说你进入了另外一个宗教
Or to say you have entered into another religion
为什么这么说
Why did we say so
最近我在等排队的时候看到一个杂志叫 Discovery 发现
Recently as I was lining up online I was reading a magazine called Discovery
这个杂志是2001年4月还是5月的、
I think it's April or May of 2011 version.
我是不懂科学哈，但上面有一段话让我关于宇宙的，上面有一段话太阳系的，有一段话让我很觉得很想交通给。
Although I do not know much about science, but there is something about the solar system, and that I really want to share it with you all.
这个写的人呢是宇宙学家啊，出名的宇宙学的这方面的专家。
The person who wrote this article is a very famous cosmologist.
他的话的大概意思这样说，他说历史上第一次我们发现。
Now the gist of the whole article is basically this. In history, the first discovery.
我们手边所有关乎太阳系、银河系的这些资料，我们无法再使用。
The first discovery of the solar system of the Milky Way is no longer usable.
不是因为数量庞大。
It's not because there are these immense quantities.
因为当你打仰望星空啊，用那个望远镜哈、啊，天
文
望远镜望星空的时候，已经数都数不尽的星星星星。
You could see all the numerous stars. So it's not because of the numerous quantities of the stars.
好，他说不是因为数量。
Not because the numerous quantities.
乃是质量和它的。复杂性。
It's because of the quality and the complexity of the whole solar system.
好，我们停在这里。理性的头脑对宇宙的那个无限能够穷尽吗？
Now let's pause here just to think of this. With your intellectual reasoning, are you able to see through the infinite universe?
那么更何况去认识那位创造这个无限宇宙的神呢？
Not to say that you're not able to know the very one who creates this whole universe.
所以约伯记里头说，约伯问他说，你考察就是你研究。
Job says that you search, you examine.
你考察能认识神吗？
As you search, as you examine, are you able to know God?
你考察你以为你研究可以认识神吗？
Do you think simply by...searching by examining, are you able to know God?
我们认识主耶稣是我们里头的故事。
So knowing Lord Jesus Christ is an inner story.
完完全全是圣灵的启示。
Wholly, completely from the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
让我们里头的眼睛被打开。
So that our inner eyes could be opened.
让我们看见这位复活的主，我们能够接受他，相信他。
So that we could see this risen Lord, and we could come to receive Him and believe in Him.
所以我们弟兄姊妹一样的，我们不能在我们学读经、在侍奉的事上，我们太使用我们的理性。
So brothers and sisters, likewise, in our studying the Bible, in our servicing, we should not too heavily relying on our intellect.
因为人的天然很倾向于这个方面的。
Because this is our natural inclination to do so.
特别在知识分子当中。
Especially among our intellectuals.
我们常常要求神带领我们有那个悟性的开启。
We often ask the Lord to lead us in this opening of our understanding.
让我们能够很真实的能够认识这位复活的主。
So truly, we will really come to know this risen Lord.
好，最后我们在32-35节，我们看一下。
Now let's consider verse 32-35.
他们认出他以后，耶稣就不见了。
Now after they had come to know the Lord simply disappeared.
耶稣当然与他们同在了。
Of course, the Lord was with them.
他们彼此说，在路上。他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们心里岂不是火热的吗？
So these two disciples said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road?"
然后33节我们看见哈，他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
And here, verse 33, we see that they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem.
他们要回去跟他们的弟兄们交通。
They wanted to go back to fellowship with their brethren.
他们认识了这位主，他们里头有一个宝贝了。
Now they came to the precious Lord. There is this treasure within their heart.
我们常常说，一个人认识主，他的生命的一个特征就是。
We often say that a person who really knows the Lord, there is this feature in his life.
乐意向人分享他的主。
That is, it's.They just love to share their Lord with others.
乐意见证他的主。
They just love to bear witness of their Lord.
乐意把他的主分享给人。
And it just pleases them to share their Lord with others.
所以他们离时起身。
Immediately at that hour, they rose up.
太阳下山的时候，他们到了那个快到这个以马忤时。
As the sun was setting, they came close to Emmaus.
你看他们饭都没吃好。
Now, see, they did not even have dinner.
马上把筷子放下。
Right away, they put down. Their chopsticks.
赶快赶回耶路撒冷去。
In hurry, they just went back to Jerusalem.
人里头有这个喜乐。
Now, if you have this a joy in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，你从这个故事的字里行间，你看见这两个门徒的喜乐吗
？So, brothers and sisters, can you read between the lines of the joy of these two disciples?
他们从早晨下来的时候，他们是愁眉苦脸的。
In the morning, when they left Jerusalem, they were simply despaired with a gloomy face.
一直走到太阳平息，他们才到。
Now they kept walking until the sun was setting. They came close to Emmaus.
现在他们眼睛明亮了。
Now their eyes were opened.
有宝贝在他们里头。
Having the treasure in their hearts.
哦，他们马上要赶回去了。
Right away, they rushed to go back.
喜乐不得了了。
Their joy was simply beyond comprehension.
所以你看他们是什么？
So here, what do you
怎么回去的？
How did they go back?
健步如飞啊。
They walk as though they flew.
因为他们到那里以后，门徒们还没休息呢。
Because at the time when they reached Jerusalem, all the other disciples had not retired for the night yet.
马上赶回去啊！这个天大的喜乐。
Oh, what a heavenly joy this is. They simply rush back to them.
哎呀，我们蒙恩得救以后啊，有没有这样的心情？
Now let's ask, do we have the same state of mind when we are saved by grace?
哎呀，我今天认识复活的主了，赶快订机票回台湾。
I have known the risen Lord. Oh, I have to buy a ticket. I want to fly home.
赶快跟我的同学、我的同事交分享。
Right away, I want to share this joy with my classmates, my colleagues.
你有没有？
Do you have it?
除非你真是你的复活主在你的。
Unless you really know that this risen Lord now abides in you.
那个喜乐你没办法这个维持五分钟的。除非你是真正的好，里头真的主与你同在。
Unless you really have the Lord's presence with you, your joy of salvation cannot last more than 5 minutes.
感谢主，他乐意住在我们里头。
We thank the Lord that it pleases Him to abide in us.
他在里头就可以供应我们。
And within us, he's able to provide for us.
我们认识主多少，经历主多少，我们就可以见证多少，传讲多少。
As much as we know, experience him, as much as how we can express him and preach him.
当你我里头有那个生命的活泉。
As long as we have the spring of living water within us.
那就是永流不断了。
Then this living water simply would flow incessantly.
不管外面怎么变。
No matter what the outward conditions might change.
地震也好。
Be it the earthquake.
台风也好。
Be it typhoons or hurricanes.
地动山摇。
Even the earth is moving, even the heavens are shaking.
复活主在你头。
The risen Lord is in you.
宝贝在你头。
The very treasure is in you.
永流不止的生命在你头。
This very life that flows incessantly within you.
我们遇见了，他们遇见了生命的主。
Now, these two disciples have come to know the Lord of life.
所以他们有那个活的见证出来了。
Therefore, they simply exhibit this living testimony.
西门也看见主了。
Now at this time, Simon had seen the Lord.
你我想象一下那天晚上那个屋子里面。
Just imagine on that very night in that room.
众圣徒都遇见主了。
All the saints had met their Lord first.
这个屋子里面天大的喜乐。
Oh, what a heavenly joy beyond comprehension in this room would be.
当我们弟兄姊妹聚在一起我们查经的时候。
Likewise, when brothers and sisters we got together.
我们在擘饼的时候。
As we break in the bread.
这位弟兄说我看见主、
And this brother would say, Oh, I've seen the Lord.
这个姊妹说主在我里头、
And the other sister would say, The Lord is within us.
这个机会天大的喜乐、
Oh, what a heavenly joy this
would be. 神的荣耀就在中间了。
Be. here because the Lord's glory is in it.
所以他说看啊复活的主。
Behold the risen Lord.
我们第这个十三节开头说看啊有两个门徒。
As opposed to verse 13, behold two of the disciples.
今天我们说看啊我们注意了。
Today we say behold, take note of.
复活的主与两个退后的门徒同行。
That today the risen Lord is walking with two backsliding disciples.
与他们交谈，开他们的心窍。
He talked with them. He opened their understanding.
使他们的眼睛明亮了，重新认识这位复活的。
So that their eyes are opened, they are able to know this risen Lord.
看哪，主在我们的中间。
Behold, the Lord is in our midst.
主在我们中间，复活的主在我们中间。
Behold that the Lord is in us, the risen Lord is in us.
主说我在你们里头，你也在住在我们的里头。
Because the Lord says, I abide in you, you abide in me.
你们藏在我的里头，我的话也藏在你们里头。
As you abide in me, my word abide in you.
我们巴不得在每日的生活里头。
If only that in our daily living.
在我们的侍奉里头。
If only that in our serving,
我们遇见这位复活的主。
We could come to meet this risen Lord.
我们在里头认识他。
In us, we come to know him.
从我们的里头明白他。
Within us, we come to understand him.
从我们的里头真知道他。
So it is from our inner parts that we really know him.
好，我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer, please.
主，我们说何等的恩典呢
？Oh Lord, we could simply say what grace this is.
纵然有许多时候我们失望了，我们灰心了。
Even though so many times we are so despaired and we lose our heart.
但是你恩典的手仍然来挽回我们。
But your gracious hand continues to restore us.
哦，你继续向我们说话，与我们同行。
And you continue to walk with us and speak with us.
哦，你爱我们，你乐意把我们里头的眼睛打开，让我们能够明亮，能够看见你。
You love us, and it's your good pleasure to open our inner eyes so that we could come to know you.
我们的主，我们谢谢你，让我们在读你的话的时候，真是一天一天能够活在你话语的光中。
Oh, our Lord, we thank you that as we study your word daily, we could live in the light of your word.
啊，真是经历你那个真实的同在。
We could truly experience the true presence of yours.
谢谢主恩待我们这样聚集。
Oh, Lord, we thank you that you have been gracious to our gathering.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.